Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Thursday, July 28th edition of the program. We're in a recession. Not a surprise. GDP number came out today, 0.9% negative GDP, second quarter in a row. Oh, I know there's some organization that in 6 months will tell us if it's officially, it's a recession, folks. The Biden recession is real. It is here. Meanwhile, Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia decides to bail the Democrats at the last minute with a massive spending and tax splurge, or tax and spend splurge. This is not a surprise. Anybody who could stomach being called a Democrat these days has to be slippery, as Manchin is. We will discuss what is in this and much more, my friend. So it's a busy day here. Oh, and the China situation, Pelosi maybe going to Taiwan. China's very upset about this. What's going to be done about it? Is she going to go? Interesting stuff, to be sure. If you ever thought about being a real estate investor, listen up. You got to do it the right way. You got to know where to start, right? I didn't know where to start until a few years ago. I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They found me an amazing property. They helped me get it rented out right away. And now I get free cash flow coming to me each month. I've learned so much about the whole process, too. I understand why real estate is a long-term, stable growth investment if you do it the right way. Great for your retirement, too. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. One more time, doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey today. And now we have the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, out there saying after we get the negative GDP number for the second quarter here, Jerome Powell is saying, look, the Fed doesn't make judgments on these things.
The Fed doesn't make a judgment on that. You know, we're focused on the dual mandate and using our tools to achieve maximum employment and price stability. We don't We don't say there is now a recession, that kind of thing. So that wouldn't be something we do. What a recession really is, it's a broad-based decline across many industries that, you know, that sustained for more than a couple of months, and there are a bunch of specific tests in it, and it just doesn't, this doesn't seem like that now. What we have right now doesn't seem like that, and the real reason is that the labor market is just sending such a strong a signal of economic strength that it makes you really question the GDP data. But again, that's not a decision that we make, and we won't reach a conclusion one way or another on that.
No, it's not my fault. I'm a Fed chair. I know what I'm doing. We've done great things here. We knew inflation was coming. Oh, wait, no, we didn't. We knew a recession was coming. Oh, wait, no, we didn't. Now we're just going to, it's not a recession. Stop believing your lying eyes and ears. They tell you things are better than you think they are. That's quite a pitch going into the midterms. Things are actually not better than you think they are. They are real. Brian Deese out there now, the Baghdad Bob of economic theory, Baghdad Brian, you could call him.
We don't want to devolve into the recession label debate, but I do wonder, do you eventually expect the NBER to declare what we're in, a recession?
Well, we're certainly in a transition, and we are seeing slowing as we all would have expected, but I think if you look at the full data and the type of data that NBER looks at, virtually nothing signals that this period in the second quarter is recessionary.
Nothing signals it, except the biggest thing that can signal that it's a recession, which is GDP growth, which is negative for the second quarter. Yeah, folks, this is what happens when you make the wrong decisions at the macro level of the economy. This is not surprising. They spend too much money. The COVID lockdown and print money machine goes, brrr, that was a bad idea. A bad idea. It was the wrong thing to do. And it was pushed by Fauci and the libs. And we need to understand that there is cause and effect here. There is cause and effect. You can't just print money without print money and lower your economic productivity while you're printing more money or putting more money into circulation via the banks and then expect it all to be the same. Then everything's going to be just fine. In fact, it is madness for them to consider it as such. So important, friends, important that we see what is going on here. But ultimately, it's about Democrats wanting to keep power and not wanting to be held accountable for being so crappy at their jobs. That pushes them more than anything else. You need to remember that. But Joe Manchin, speaking of keeping jobs, people of West Virginia, I don't know what you're doing voting for this Manchin guy. I don't understand why you vote by over 20 points for Trump as a state, but Joe Manchin is your guy? West Virginia is a red state. Joe Manchin is your senator? I know he's been there a long time, knows the game, but I'll explain what he's doing here at the moment when Democrats are just about to be in a political rout. He throws them a lifeline. Throws them a lifeline. Not good, my friends. We'll talk about it. If you're like me, you're a big believer in your right to bear arms. 72 million Americans say they're firearm owners. In 2021, 5 million Americans got their first firearm. When you use a suppressor with your firearm, you'll vastly improve your shooting experience. Suppressors protect your hearing by reducing sound and improve your accuracy by reducing recoil. To get your suppressor, connect with my friends at Silencer Shop. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 and have grown to become the nation's largest distributor of suppressors. Silencer Shop has 28,000 Trustpilot reviews. At SilencerShop.com, you can order a suppressor online or locate a Powered by Silencer Shop dealer. There's probably one near you. Silencer Shop makes it easy. For your suppressor, SBR, or any items that need an NFA tax stamp, tap into Silencer Shop for your ATFE Form 4. You'll get it faster than ever. Expect your approval in 90 days. Check out SilencerShop.com, the easiest way to get a suppressor. SilencerShop.com. Again, that's SilencerShop.com. Oh, boy. Now we've got Manchin deciding to step in here and bail out the libs. Senator Joe Manchin has reached a deal with Chuck Schumer on a bill that they say reduces the national debt, invests in energy. It's an inflationary bill that they're calling anti-inflationary. This is what they've been reduced to when it comes to the delusions, okay? It is going to make the problems we have worse. But it sloshes around a whole lot of cash to the people that some of the folks in the Democrat Party want that cash to go to. And so that's where we are. It's ridiculous. The bill would invest, that means spend. Invest is their nice word for spending taxpayer dollars in energy climate programs over the next 10 years and $369 billion in those programs. That's a lot of money, even by federal government terms. $369 billion, and, you know, $300 billion here, $300 billion there really starts to add up after a while, doesn't it? And $300 billion to reduce the deficit, they say. Oh, so it's paid for. How is this going to be paid for? This is what they're going to tell you. Oh, okay. It's going to be paid for by raising taxes on corporations. What a surprise. Now there'll be a 15% corporate minimum tax, but there'll be some loopholes in that minimum tax to help out the corporate buddies that Democrats like, of course. $288 billion empowering Medicaid to negotiate lower drug prices. That's one thing they say they're going to get a lot of savings from. This is the one that really should get your attention, though. $124 billion from stronger IRS enforcement. You ready for your IRS examination? They're going to put on a rubber glove for it. It's not going to be good, folks. This is what they're doing to get all the cash. They're going to be turning you upside down, shaking out your pockets. $120 billion the IRS is going to take from the American people by just auditing more people. This is what Democrats do. By the way, they're not going to get audited. Democrat senators, right? No, of course not. You know, the people that are Nancy Pelosi's not going to get audited. She's going to engage in trading on an information advantage because she's just rapaciously greedy, as is her husband. But they're not going to get audited. You, your business, you might get audited, though. Too bad. Not paying enough. Not working enough hours for the government so that it can spend your money on welfare, Medicaid, and Ukraine war. You know, there's a lot of things that you look at, you say, where's your money all going? What are the big drivers of the debt? And so much of it, we've effectively got a $1 trillion welfare state in this country when you add it all up. They don't like to talk about that. They don't like to talk about it. So this is where we are, friends. Joe Manchin at the last minute. And this is something else you should note about this. The Senate Republicans said they would only pass the CHIP bill if the other if the spending bill was gone, like off the table. Within hours of the Senate Republicans passing the CHIP subsidy, which you could argue maybe that's a good thing for the long haul for U.S. national security and competitiveness in chips. I mean, that's the argument they're making, but it's a lot of spending. It is a little bit on the inflationary side. As soon as they got that vote done, what do you think? What do you think Democrats did? Oh, yeah, that understanding that we had, that's really just more of a guideline. They went back, pressured Manchin. Manchin probably knew this is what he was going to do all along. He got his cut of the pie for his state. He's just going to buy off the people of West Virginia with some of the slush fund that he's just approved. That's the whole game here. And they make the problems worse. This is what Democrats do. Speaking of making the problems worse, Nancy Pelosi is supposed to go to Taiwan. This puts us in quite a situation. There's been rumblings of China taking a military response to this. I don't think that's a good idea. That would be provocative. What does a military response mean? Does it just mean they're going to fly planes over Taiwan's airspace again while Pelosi's landing there? Or people have said even more extreme measures. The problem is that now that Pelosi's made this public, if she backs down to China, it looks like China calls the shots about U.S. foreign policy with the third in charge for the presidency, right? Third in line for the presidency. So what do? China's economy is a mess. They've handled COVID horribly. They just locked down, I think, in Wuhan province again because of some asymptomatic cases. They've completely lost their minds over COVID over there. In the beginning, Fauci's like, they're doing it the right way. Yeah, if you want to live in a gulag. Oh, boy. Anyway, what's going to happen with China? I don't know. But do you think there's been a better time for the ultra-nationalist commies to grab, or I should say the, ultra-commies to grab Taiwan than under Biden's watch? I can't think of one. I'm solo today on the radio show, so be sure to tune in. I got 3 hours, so a lot of Buck on the podcast of the Clay and Buck Show today. Clay's playing golf out in Bedminster. Check out the pod. I know this one's a little short today, but the longer form podcast of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show is going to have 3 hours of Buck. Yay! Talk to you then. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.